This is the WHL This Week radio edition, presented by the Western Hockey League, the WHL broadcast partners, and Warrior Hockey. Here's your host, John Keane.
And welcome to the show. Ahead, we'll be recapping both the WHL Awards Ceremony and WHL Bantam Draft held in Red Deer. First overall pick, Dylan Gunther for the Northern Alberta Extreme. He'll join us on the line in moments. The newest member of the Edmonton Oil Kings. And the Rogers WHL Championship Series pits the Everett Silvertips against the Swift Current Broncos. We'll hear from Broncos tender Stuart Skinner. He'll look back on the Broncos' run and preview the Championship Series. The 2018 WHL Bantam Draft went Thursday in Red Deer. The Edmonton Oil Kings holding the first pick overall. The organization had Scott Thomas, the dad of Evan Thomas, who passed away in the Humble Broncos bus crash, make their first overall choice.
I want to thank everybody here today. I think at some point in the last few weeks, I've heard from every organization here via text, via email, via phone call, via flowers to the house. So I just truly wanted to say thank you all for reaching out. If anything that this tragedy has shown me is that hockey is family. With the first overall pick in this year's Bantam Draft, the Edmonton Oil Kings are proud to select from Edmonton, Alberta, center Dylan Gunther.
Dylan Gunther from the Northern Alberta Extreme, the first overall selection. The Kootenay Ice up next. Director of Scouting Jake Heisinger with the selection.
With the second overall pick, the Kootenay Ice are proud to select from Winnipeg, Manitoba, defenseman Carson Lambos of Rink Hockey Academy.
The Prince Albert Raiders held the third pick. Director of Player Personnel Ron Gunville.
Prince Albert Raiders would like to dedicate the 2018 WHL Bantam Draft to the memory of one of our top prospects who tragically lost his life, Adam Harold, in the Humble Broncos bus crash just a short little time ago. That being said, with the third overall pick, the Prince Albert Raiders are proud to select from Davidson, Saskatchewan, left defenseman Nolan Allen from the Humble Broncos.
The fourth pick, the Calgary Hitmen. Director of Player Personnel, Dallas Thompson.
With the fourth pick, the Calgary Hitmen are proud to select Sean Schergel, OHA Edmonton.
And the Kamloops Blazers wrapped up the top five. Director of Player Personnel, Matt Recchi.
The fifth overall selection, Kamloops Blazers are very proud to select from Kamloops, British Columbia, Logan Stankoven, Yale Hockey Academy.
In total, 223 players were selected in the 2018 WHL Bantam Draft, 124 forwards, 76 defensemen, and 23 goaltenders. Alberta led all provincial branches with 68 players selected, a total of 50 players from BC, 42 from Saskatchewan, as well as 33 from Manitoba, and 30 from the United States. A record 15 players were selected from Canadian Sports School Hockey League teams in the first round, and in total, a record 79 players from the CSSHL were chosen, making up 35% of all players selected.
From the drop of the puck to the Edschanout Cup, this is the WHL This Week radio edition.
The Edmonton Oil Kings made Dylan Gunther the first overall pick in the 2018 WHL Bantam Draft. He's presently playing in a tournament in Philadelphia and joins us here. Dylan, first of all, I don't know how you heard the news about being the first overall selection, but I'm sure it was great news to hear down there.
Oh, yeah. I mean, me and my mom were watching the draft on our bed on our computer and just seeing it. I mean, just gotta kind of, I actually rewinded it to make sure like I heard the right thing, and words can't describe how happy I am right now. So
that's great. So it sounds like you didn't have the heads up that Edmonton would be selecting you. That was news to you?
Oh no, I had no idea. And so glad and happy to be part of such a great organization.
Oh, you're part of history as well as becoming a first overall Bantam pick. Dylan, tell me about your game. You're an Edmonton native. You played with the Northern Alberta Extreme and had a great season. What kind of player are you?
I think I'm more of like an offensive player who likes to shoot the puck. I think my shooting is probably my biggest strength in my game, and kind of how I play.
Dylan, no doubt this is quite the honor here for you. Have you had a chance to look over the list of former first overall picks, the group that you join?
Yeah, I have. I actually grew up watching Tyler Benson play quite a bit, and just to see him do that and go first, it's just amazing.
Now, you mentioned Tyler Benson. Is there a player that you try to model your game after, or a player you try to emulate at all when you're on the ice?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I look up to him, and he's a great leader and a great player, so I definitely try to be like him.
What do you know about the organization you're going to? The Oil Kings play at a Rogers Place downtown, beautiful facility. I'm sure you've been to a few games here, but what do you know about them?
I mean, I know they have some good some great players who came out of Edmonton, like Liam Keelan, and I watched him a little bit too. So I don't really know too much, but I mean, their facility is super nice. So yeah, I can't wait to start playing.
And what do you know about the Western Hockey League here as you attempt to make the jump?
Yeah, I mean, it's obviously a great league, and so many good players and great players in the NHL have come out of this league. So, and they must be doing something right. So, and I also learned about the scholarship program that they have this year, so that definitely attracts.
All right, well, Dylan, you made history, no doubt, here back earlier this week as the first overall selection of the WHL Bantam Draft. Best of luck to you, and again, congratulations on the selection.
Okay, thank you very much.
22 teams, one goal. This is the WHL This Week Radio Edition.
Everett Silvertips goaltender Carter Hart, the big winner as the WHL Awards Ceremony was hosted out of the Sheraton Red Deer Hotel. Not only a third straight Dale Wilson Trophy for Goaltender of the Year, but this year the recipient of the Four Broncos Memorial Trophy for WHL Player of the Year. He edged out Jaden Hobgawaks of the Moose Jaw Warriors after his 70-goal season. The Jim Pigott Memorial Trophy for Rookie of the Year. Awards host Cam Moon with the announcement.
The winner of the WHL Rookie of the Year Award is Dylan Cousins of the Lethbridge Hurricanes.
The WHL's Defenseman of the Year, the Bill Hunter Memorial Trophy. That went to Cale Clegg of the Moose Jaw Warriors. The Brad Horning Trophy for the WHL's most sportsmanlike player, Alexi Heponiemi of the Swift Current Broncos. Ty Smith of the Spokane Chiefs was named the WHL's winner of the Daryl Doc K. Seaman Memorial Trophy as the WHL Scholastic Player of the Year. While Ty Ronning of the Vancouver Giants, this year's WHL Humanitarian of the Year Award winner, the Doug Wickenheiser Memorial Trophy. WHL Coach of the Year, the Dunk McCallum Memorial Trophy, host Cam Moon had the winner.
The recipient of the 2017-18 WHL Coach of the Year is Manny Viveros, head coach of the Swift Current Broncos.
In Viveros' second season behind the bench in Swift Current, he guided the Broncos to an impressive 48-17 5-2 record, good enough for the WHL second seed heading into the playoffs. The 103 points, second best in Broncos franchise history. And the WHL Executive of the Year, the Lloyd Saunders Memorial Trophy, went to Gary Davidson, General Manager of the Everett Silvertips. Congratulations to all the award winners.
This is the WHL This Week, presented by the Western Hockey League.
Swift Current Broncos goaltender Stuart Skinner leads the club into the WHL Championship Series on home ice. And boy, here you are, Stuart. I know you've been waiting to kind of get over the hump in your WHL career, but lo and behold, four wins away from a WHL Championship. How has the ride here been for you?
Oh, it's been unbelievable. I mean, just the excitement and how much fun I've been having with the group of guys, being able to be in the situation that we're in right now. I mean, winning the Eastern Conference Finals, it was an incredible feeling, and I mean, you can't really put into words, and so I really can't imagine what it would feel like if we won the next four games and won the WHL. I mean, that's our goal, and I'm just having a lot of fun with the group of guys that I'm with.
Be honest now, how difficult or how strange was that to knock off your former team, win it in your old building in six, make, what, 19 saves in the first period against your former club, former fans? What was that like?
Yeah, it was a little emotional at times for sure, especially playing against my my old team, my old coaches, old friends. You know, I was playing against my old family. It was hard to say goodbye, but it was for better and bigger and better things. So I believe that everything happens for a reason. And the irony that we met up in the third round was kind of funny, but you know, I had a lot of fun with it. You know, I wasn't thinking too much about it. I mean, it was a once in a lifetime where you're going to play you know, all of your friends for the Eastern Conference Finals. So it was I had a lot of fun with it. It was emotional, and it was very difficult. And I think that was not just for me, but for my whole team. I think Lethbridge, you know, was a really tough team to play against, and got to give them a lot of credit.
You know, you said something I kind of latched on to, the fact that, you know, every time that, you know, you either were booed or, you know, there was any heckling, you decided to turn that into positive energy. And tell me about that and how you try to channel that in the right way.
Yeah, I think you just kind of got to make a decision for yourself. I think that's kind of what I did. I mean, instead of focusing on, you know, if they respect you or if they don't respect you, or how quick people change. Once you get traded, they don't like you anymore. But I know that's not the case really in Lethbridge. I know that they do respect me, and that no matter where I'm going to be, I'm always going to have the support of the Lethbridge Hurricanes fans, and of course now the Swift Current fans. So it was the first couple of games. It was a little tough because I was thinking about it in a salty way, but then I just made a decision myself and said, instead of thinking about the fans, why don't I just think about myself and turning it into a positive and getting energy from it and feeling amazing after getting booed. So I just made a decision of doing that, and I think it worked out really well. I think every time they hollered or booed me or chanted my name or anything, instead of thinking about it in the negative way, I thought about it in a positive way and took an energy and made it so every time I heard it, I would be more focused. So I think it worked out well, and I'll be doing it in the future as well.
All right, Stuart, you know what? Now you got the Everett Silver Tips, a bit of an unknown. You saw them once, yes, on your U.S. road trip here, but as these two teams get together here, what do the Broncos expect?
We expect a really good series. Obviously, from my experience, I know every round you get farther into the playoffs, it just gets harder and harder. So first round was really tough. Second round was tougher with Mushaw. Third round was really, really tough. And now we're going to the fourth round, going for the final. So, Everett's in the same position too. I don't think they've been in the playoffs for a little bit. So we're kind of in the same situation. So it's going to be a lot of fun. For me and myself, I think just playing my game and doing what I'm doing and just having fun with it. I mean, it's the first time I've ever been in the playoffs, or in the finals. So I'm going to make sure that I take everything away from it that I can.
What about going head-to-head against Carter Hart, who we all know backstop Canada to a gold medal this past year, was a finalist for the Four Broncos Memorial Trophy for Player of the Year. That should be a good matchup and goal.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I think it'll be a lot of fun. I mean, I know him pretty well, so we're good friends back in Edmonton. But when we step on the ice, that's gonna be different. I know he's a fantastic goalie. Obviously, he won gold and won silver for Canada 2 years in a row. So it's gonna be a really good matchup, and I respect the hell out of him. So best of luck to him. But at the same time, I'm not gonna be too worried about him and what he's doing. I'm gonna be more focused on me and my team, and I think that'll be the difference, and we'll see how it goes. I'm gonna have a lot of fun with it though.
It'll be the battle of the post-game celebrations. He gets together with Riley Sutter, does a little thing after a win. You get together with Max Patterson and do a little bit of a celebratory handshake here. So it's I guess we'll see who's on display here the next week.
Yeah, absolutely. Hopefully me and Patty will be doing it 4 more times.
All right, Stuart, thanks for being our guest here. Best of luck in the WHL Championship Series, and thanks for being our guest on WHL this week.
Yeah, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Hey, that's the show. I want to say thanks to our guest this week. Let's sit back and watch this Rogers WHL Championship Series. Should be a great one. I'm John Keane. Thanks for listening.
This has been a presentation of the Western Hockey League in cooperation with the WHL Broadcast Partners and Warrior Hockey.